Okay, today's daf is Maestro's daf Hey. Maestro's daf Hey, and we are on the top of Hamad Aleph. Just one Nahar. I said yesterday I talked about the Meraglim. Maybe I just mentioned one source about the Meraglim. Remember yesterday it came up because we got the Lashon of what is the word Mishe Yamisu come from, and we said maybe it's connected to the Achenu Heimasal Eslavavenu. Our brothers melted our hearts, made them into two, made them go back and forth in terms of what our commitment was. So there's again, many of the Mefarshim talk about the type of Aveira that the Meraglim was, why exactly they rejected Eretz Yisrael, and that's maybe 2 points to add. And that's why, fascinatingly, if you look at the Mishnah in Bikurim, there are specific fruits. Right, we know Bikurim applies to all the Shiva Saminim, but there are specific fruits that are mentioned in Bikurim that are brought by the farmer. Right, and it mentions that they have a whole spiritual parade that the farmer brings the Bikurim, and all the people on the side, you know, stop working and they give them a big shkayach and amazing. Case of Mafrishna Bikurim, right? In the third paragraph, it talks all about what happens. Kalei Yerush Mamamad Miskansos LeIr Shamamad VeLanim Berachova ShalIr VeChulu. But which examples are given in that first Mishnah in Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph? Yored Adam Matokso Deyavuroe Teena Shebichra Eshkol Shebicher Rimon Shebicher Fig, Grape, Pomegranate. Kosher Begemi VeOmer Hare Elu Bikurim. Why dafka those three mentions? Right, Bikurim applies to all Shiva Saminim. Right here, Rimon and Teena and Eshkol. So remember, we mentioned this in a Shabbos HaGadol drasha 2 years ago, that these are the three dafka mentioned in the Parsha Shlach that they brought back. Mina Rimonim, Mina Teenim. Those are the three. Bikurim, the Arizal says, is a tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim. Bikurim is a tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim. And that's why Dafka, those three are mentioned in Parsha Shlach. Those three, and those are the three mentioned here. Why? Because the Meraglim was a rejection of Eretz Yisrael, and Bikurim is a Hakara Sato for Eretz Yisrael. And what's fascinating is that we know the Mishnah tells us what night did the Meraglim come back on? Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av. Right? There's a minhag to eat eggs at the Seder. But the Ramah says, why? Because we remember Tisha B'Av. Because remember, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet, and even though we're celebrating, we don't have a Korban Pesach. There's a minhag to eat eggs, the Machal of Avelim. Maybe there's a deeper idea here. The connection to Tisha B'Av is because tonight, when we dafka express Yetzias Mitzrayim, as Chazal say, through Mikra Bikurim, Aramid Ovidavi, those are the psukim that we darshan. Why dafka do we pick Mikra Bikurim? Because Mikra Bikurim is all about Hakaras HaTov, which is what Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. But it's deeper, it's Hakaras HaTov on Eretz Yisrael. Right, and that's what Bikurim reflects, and that's what the Meraglim rejected. That also could be why, that's what Rabbi Nachum Zemba puts these together, one of the Gdolei Olam that was killed in the towards the end of the Warsaw Ghetto. But it could be why in Halach Ma'anya, we say, Hashata Hach Lashana Haba Ba'ara Di Yisrael. We never have that in our liturgy throughout the year. We say Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim. We never say Lashana Haba Be'Eretz Yisrael. When do we ever focus on Eretz Yisrael in our tefilos, and not just, we say a little bit on Rosh Hashanah, right? Simcha l'artzecha. Okay, v'sasal li'irecha. But dafke Eretz Yisrael, right? In Halach Ba'anya. Because tonight, the night of the Seder is the tikkun for the Meraglim. It came back on Tishba, which is the same night of the week as the Seder, as the Rama says. And that's how the Bikurim is part of the tikkun. So that came up yesterday about part of the chait of the Meraglim. One other, and that is Rav Steinsaltz in one of his farim in Chaye Olam, he discusses what the chait of the Meraglim was. Part of it was that the Nesiim, and these were great Gedolei Olam, how'd they reject Eretz Yisrael? The Nesiim felt that the life in the Midbar, what was life in the Midbar? We were given everything, we were given food, we were given, it was basically sitting and learning in Kollel and not having any responsibilities. Right, that's really what it was. So isn't that the goal of everybody? Isn't that the goal of the nation? And the chait was, no, the goal of the nation is to set up a nation that has a national responsibility. Right, and that's what Rabbi Shainzal says. Kshemaraglim boim ba'omrim eretz ochelos yoshveha, heim be'etzim omrim zu medina normalit eretz gechol ha'aratzot. Al tachshavu shebechol boker yeneis. Yochol liyo shezu eretz nifla, aval adayin anashim noladim ba, anashim meisim ba, yish melchamos, yish kravos, yish ram kashim, yish chakla'ut, sarach lavod. There's farming, there's water, there's, you gotta work, you gotta set up a country. And the Nisim mistakenly felt that, oh, Hashem doesn't want us to go there. We're just going to sit here. But that's not what the goal of setting up Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael was. And that was the Chet of the Meraglim. Thinking that that's, right, Lihikanis Laris Tova Rechava, Zelikanis La'olam Sheishbo Le'ein Aruch Yoser Hitchayviot, Harbi Yoter Ksha'im, Harbi Yoter Edgarim. There are challenges, there are responsibilities, right? It's who says that's going up? And therefore they reject it. But the answer is that's not, they were wrong. Right, and the answer is that the goal is to set up a country where we have all of the responsibilities and all of the privileges. And he continues and speaks about that for a little while. Okay, so let's continue back on Daf Hayam and Aleph. Maisris. V'chol ha'levanim. So the Mishnah had said, all the white fruit, what's the shear of the Maisris chol ha'levanim that goes by when they become a little bald on top? Could go on Elaine Parmiyasa. I like the Parmiyasa. The Rasilio says, Lo noda esli, I don't know what that is. Okay, so he doesn't know what that is. We also might not know. It's some type of fruit that is has white. The Marafulta says, Min pri sheishale anotsa. It has some type of fuzz or feathers, kodan bishulam, before it gets ripe, and once it gets ripe, that falls off. And therefore it becomes smoother and bald-like. Mishe yakrichu. Rabbi Chinin Rav Papa Amar, Mishe yazu, krachos, krachos, lavanos. When it gets white dots, when it gets white splotches, not bald all over, white all over, but when it gets these splotches, that's when it reaches the stage. Ratani, Rishurma Yechai Omer, Mishe yazchilu mayim. These go by when they start dripping out liquid. When they start dripping out liquid. Also, there was one time there was a shiloh that came up for Rabbi Chanina, and he wanted a paskin like Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, who was the first opinion that said it goes by the white spots. It goes by the white spots in some places. Chazar v'yamar, and then he changed his mind. He didn't paskin that way. Why? Because he thought, why are there only certain white spots in certain spots? Right? Maybe it should get totally bald and white. Why are there only spots in a few places? Does it become because of the ochel, because it's really getting ripe? Whoa! Machmas hatolah sheyesh bahem. It's only getting these white spots because of the worms and the bugs inside of them. Right, look at the marafolda. V'kivet shemachmas hatolah, and since it's just getting this discoloration because of the bugs inside, that's not a true ripening of this fruit. Ein ze simin litchilas bishol kol hamin. Right, this isn't the simen for the ripening. No, it's just bugs inside. Sometimes you have these worms inside, so that causes it to become ripe before it's really ready to become ripe. So therefore, you can't use that as the simen, as the white splotches. And that's why he paskin, like the other opinion, that maybe when he gets the liquid inside, not the white. Good. White has a lot of symbolism. Every color has a lot of symbolism. Red has a lot of symbolism, but white. Rav Pinkus in his Haggadah talks about the message of white. What does he talk about this? White? Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Hariani kiven shivim shana, and overnight he grew a white beard, even though he was only 18 years old. Remember, that's what his wife told him. His wife said, how can you become the Rosh Yeshiva? You don't even have a white beard. And overnight, he miraculously grew the right beard, and that's what he says, I am like 70 years old. The Mishnah in Brachas, Hari Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. So Pinkus explains that, La Adam Zaken Yish Zaken Lavan. Well, Adam Sa'ir Zaken Shachor. When we're younger, we have black hair, or brown hair, or red hair. And when we get older, we have white hair. What's the symbol of the white? So he says, Shachar v'lavan heim hatzva'im ha'yichidim she'inim tzva'im ba'atzmusam. He says, black and white symbolize something. Black symbolizes all the colors. Right? Imagine if you have a child who scribbles with 25 different colors of crayon. So after a while, it's going to turn black because it's all the different colors all together, and then it turns black. And therefore, when we're younger, we're pulled in all different directions. Right? And that's why we have all the different colors. We'll pull it in this direction or that. We think this is a value and that's a value and that's a value. And we try to accomplish so many different things, but we're really running in a lot of different directions. So we don't have time to focus on the ultimate. But that's the symbol of black and of any color, I guess. But let's say black, because that's the most common. But seva lavan, white is the opposite. Atzmuso hu mikori v'tahor mikol seva giver. It's not even a color. It's just purity. White symbolizes purity and simpleness, he says. And therefore, as we get older, we ultimately stop running after the 25 different colors that we did throughout our life. And there's only one thing that becomes clearer, and it becomes simple as we get older. Kshadam zaken bal zaken lavan mis yashev lo mod huena osazos. We don't learn for like 20 different reasons. So people could ask me questions, and I could get covered, and I could get the aliyah. No. We learn because it's getting time for finals, as Rav Avigdor Miller used to say. It's almost time for finals, right? And therefore, he says that's the symbol of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a message that our hair turns white as we get older to remind us that, there's only one goal, right? White is not a lot of different colors. It's just one color. Maybe it's even a lack of color, right? And that's what we look at. Again, I expand a little bit on his words, but that's what he says on that paragraph. Okay. Hatiltan mishatit samach. Tiltan, the fenugreek, what is the shear, the onas amaisris, when it starts to sprout. Keni masnisa kadesha tizaravatit samach. It means, when it gets big enough so that, mature enough so you could take its seeds and replant them and it could grow by itself. That's what it means mishatit samach. When it's mature enough that you could take the seeds and replant them and it could grow. Rabbi Shmuel, how do you check if these seeds are ready? Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachma b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, no tal mulai kumso, v'nos l'tochas evil shamayim. You take a whole handful, a kometz full, maybe it's the three fingers, right? And you put it into water, put it into a cup of water. Im shikaruba. So what does this mean at this stage? It means if most of the seeds sink, then you know that the seeds are nice and mature, and therefore chayevas, then the whole fruit is chayev in, or the whole growth is chayev in maisers. V'im la petura. Rabbi Yona boy. Rabbi Yona says, 1 second. You're telling me, so you put all these seeds into the water, some of them, if as long as most of them sunk, they're all chayev, but even the ones that didn't sink. But obviously the ones that didn't sink are not ready. So, boy, me'ata, masha shika ye chayev, masha lo shika ye pater. Right? You should split it. Well, why should the ones that sunk should be a chayev and the ones that didn't sink should be pater? Right? Why are the ones that didn't sink, why should they be chayev? So the Gemara says, Ella, it doesn't mean what we thought. It doesn't mean you go by all the seeds, whether they sunk, whether they didn't sink. Ella barov kol preda o preda is amris. You go by each and every seed. Each and every seed. If the seeds are heavy enough so that each one kind of sinks into the water. Right, it's weighed down in the water. Each seed. So if each seed is those seeds, so that's when it's chayav. That's when it's heavy enough. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbon Vekeni is exactly what I think too. Barov kol preda preda is amr. It's not talking about all of them together, but if the majority of the seed is pulled down into the water, so then it is mature enough for the chayav of the onas amaisrus. Good. Says one of the Achronim comment that we had on yesterday's daf, you could have one grape and that makes the whole vineyard, considered ripe. And you could have one pomegranate seed. So this Gemara gives off a different impression, right? What was the Gemara's question? That, some of them are heavy, so all of them, no, you should be mechalik. So it sounds like maybe we don't paskin like that earlier Gemara. Okay, interesting. I'm Rabbi Seira. What's the source for this idea that the seeds have to be mature enough for you to seed them and cause them to grow? And then the seeds are mature enough to grow on their own. Because aser ta'aser is kol tvuas zarecha. We dashed in the word zarecha, your seeds. Davar shu nizra umatzmiach. Something that can be planted and then regenerate and grow. Yatza pachos mishlush eno nizra umatzmiach. Excluding something that has not matured to a third of its growth, so it wouldn't be nizra umatzmiach. Rabbi Chinna b'shem Rabbi zeisim va'anavim shlo iviu shlish. Even olives and grapes, which are the most chashuv out of all of the fruit, if they didn't reach a third of their growth, So then, af machna yotze mehen, ein machshirin. Even the liquid that comes out. You might say, right, when the liquid comes out of grapes and olives, that's always something chashuv. So says the Gemara, no, because before it grows a third, it's not called a grape, it's not called an olive, and therefore whatever comes out is not called wine. It's just zeya ba'alma. It's just liquid that comes out, but it's not, doesn't have the status of liquid in order to be machshir. Rebbe Chiya, b'shem Rebbe Chanina, zeisim, me'em asai chayavos b'maisros, because olives, if you remember, we had back in our Mishnah, we just had that it's still a third. It's still a third. The question is there any other way to identify the zeisim? If it's just a third, is there any way to figure out the shear, right? That was the shear at the end of Gimel Amabez. The last line, Hatvua v'hazesim b'sheyachnisu shlish. So now the Gemara is saying, is there any way to tell that shear is upon us? Me'emaz ha'chayavaz v'maizvaz. M'sheyevaker tzamya kaita. When the tzamya kaita, some type of summer fruit, when this summer fruit ripens, that's when you know that the olives are up to a third. Lo bicher samya kaita. What if you don't have samya kaita? What if the weather didn't work out that year and there was a drought and you don't have the summer fruit that are becoming ripe? So you can't use that as your gauge. So misha bichru b'no sheva. When the b'no sheva ripen, we had that back in Shvius. We spoke about the uniqueness of the growth of the b'no sheva. Lo bichru b'no sheva. If you don't have those as a gauge, misha yoru marvios shnia shebemuksa. When the second round of collectors collect the figs, right? Figs, if you remember what we had back in Maseches Peah, do not all grow together. There are different stages of the fig. That's why it's not like kitas or ka'achas. Remember, that was the requirement of in the first Mishnah in Peah. So the second round of figs that grow, so that is when you could, at that time, that's when the olives have grown a third. Good. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Mishim, Rabbi Tanchel, Barachia, Misha Yevakru Benos Sheva Levanos. When we mentioned before, the Benos Sheva, it means the white ones. Good. Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bun, Ubelvad Benos Sheva Shaboso Makam. But that's to be at least the Benos Sheva in that place, in the place where you're trying to figure out the olives as well. Good. Next Mishnah. Ubi Yerek. What about vegetables, which are clearly Chumas and Maestras Midrabanan? Right, except we had that one day of the Uraim. The Uraim said that maybe for Meiser Sheni, even vegetables are included in the Daraisa of Meiser Sheni. But other than that, vegetables are always Drabanan. Even for the Rambam, who is more inclusive by fruit, vegetables are Drabanan. So when's the Shir? Obiyerek, Hakishuin, Vahadiluin, Vahavatichim, Vahamalafafonos, all of them, Vahatapuchim, Vahesrogim, Tapuchim and Esrogim, all of these, Chayavin, Gedolam, Vektanam, all of these are edible when they're small and when they get bigger. So they're going to be Chayavin, Maestras, when they're small and when they're big, the Chay, big and small. Rabbi Shimon, Potras, Esrogim, Bekotanon. Rabbi Shimon exempts the Esrogim when they're small. He does not think that they are edible enough to be considered an Ochel. And then the Mishnah adds, and we're going to have other statements like this, when you have shkedim, these types of nuts, so they are bitter at a certain stage of their growth. Hachayev b'shkedim amar and pater min amatukim. Those who are obligated, those that are obligated in the shkedim hamarim, right, which means what? Bamarafolda ne'acholim bekatanon. They're eaten when they are small. Ve'in ne'acholim begodlan. And they're not eaten. The bitter shkedim are eaten when they're small because they're not so bitter yet. But when they get bit bigger, then they are more bitter and they're not edible. And the sweet ones are the opposite. The sweet ones, when they're small, they're not so sweet yet, they're not so edible. But when they get bigger, so then they are edible. So hachayev b'shkedim amarim, the shkedim, the bitter shkedim, when they're chayev, which means when they're small, pater menamatukim. So that's when you're pater, mimaisras, from the sweet ones, because they're not edible yet. But chachayev bimetukim, when you are chayev to give maisra from the sweet ones, which means when they get bigger, pater menamarim, because then they are not edible anymore. At that stage, they are bitter. The Mishnah mentioned tapuchim. I think we mentioned already recently that it seems that tapuchim in Chazal does not mean apples. They don't mean apples, right? Because the Gemara says in Psachim, on Daf Kuf Tezayin, talking about making charoses. The Gemara mentions Machlokes Atanoim, whether charoses is an independent mitzvah or not. Nafkamina, maybe whether you make a bracha on charoses. There's a stira between the Pirush Mishnayos and the Rambam. The Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos says that you, Reb Elazar, we hold like Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok, who's holding this a mitzvah, and in the Mishnah Torah, does not quote a bracha. Does not quote a bracha on charoses. Okay, seems to be a stira, or maybe he was chozer bo. But the Gemara says, my mitzvah. What does it mean, mitzvah? So Reb Levi Omar Zechel Tapuach. Reb Yochanan Omar Zechel Tit. Maybe it's a zecher to the tapuach, right? That's the pasuk in, I think, in Shir Hashirim, which the Gemara in Sota darshins that the women in Mitzrayim, the Nashim Tzidkaniyos, made themselves beautiful and were with their husbands, and they were able to continue having children, even though Paro had made the gzera against the boys, but they kept up the optimism. So zecher to the tapuach, and that's why you put tapuach in the charoses. Rabbi Yochanan Amar zecher latit. You do it zecher latit, the zecher to the cement, and that's why you do the charoses thick. Amar Abaya Hilkach, because it is a zecher to the tapuach, tzarech likihuya, you have to make it tart. You have to make it tart. So tart. Apples generally aren't tart. Right, and that's why some achronim, Rav Shechter writes in the Ikvei Hatzon, that maybe tapuach doesn't mean apples, like we say apples. There are a certain type of crab apples that are tart, but most apples are pretty sweet. So tapuach probably in Chazal means some type of citrus fruit. The Minhag of Chai is supposed to use apples for charoses, and that's fine. It's not ma'akev. But the tapuach in Chazal seem to be some type of citrus fruit. Because he says, tzorach l'kuhuya, you have to make it tart because of the tapuach. And tzorach l'smuchen, you have to make it thick, zecher to the tit. L'kuhuya zecher l'tapuach, v'tzorach l'mispachay zecher l'tit. That's the Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Tes Zayin. So we're not exactly sure what tapuach is, but that is mentioned here. Good. Tama Tanina, and we continue. We learned in the Mishnah later on, Adaf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah later on in Maestros, we know that Shumas and Maestros are Chayim Midaraisa in Eretz Yisrael. But in surrounding lands, they're not Chayim in Daraisa. Halokeach Sude Yarak Besuria. Syria, which is modern day, part of modern day Syria, but that's known, if you remember, as Kibush Yachid. David HaMelech went and conquered it, and there was something wrong with that conquering. There was something wrong. Different shittas in the Rishonim. What was lacking? What was the problem? But it was called Kibush Yachid. And because of that, there's a machlokas, Kibush Yachid, Lav Shmei Kibush. It's not called Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's only Chayiv in Shumas and Maestros, Midirabanan. And because it's only Chayiv Midirabanan, we notch it down one, and that is, even though there's a machlokas Tanam about whether a Goy owning land in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Chayiv in Shumas and Maestros, Midaraisa, in Syria, for sure not Chayiv. For sure not Chayiv in Syria. Because at most, that's going to be Kedusha Midrabanan, and therefore the Chumas and Maestros are going to be Drabanan. So if a guy owns it, that's a double, and therefore it's not going to be Chayiv. So Alokeach Sade Yarak B'Syria. So if somebody buys vegetables from a guy in Syria, so says the Mishnah, Achel Abolo Onas HaMaestros, if you, the Jew, bought them before it reaches the stage of Onas HaMaestros, Chayiv, so then you're going to be Chayiv in Shumas HaMaestros, because you bought it before the early stage. Mishabo Onas HaMaestros, but what if you bought it after it's already grown? Pater, then you will be Pater. Veloki Kedarko Velokech, and if you buy it then, after Onas HaMaestros, you can just go and eat it. Right? Loke Kedarko, Veloki Kedarko, harvest it normally, Velokeach. So, what do you see from that Mishnah? That Mishnah is mashma, that by vegetables, you go by the Onas HaMaestros. That's the key moment. If you bought it beforehand, then you're going to be Chayiv. If you bought it afterwards, you're going to be Potter. But Vako at Amar Hachin, but over here in our Mishnah, it seems like even smaller, right, vegetables. Because it says in the Mishnah, right, they're Chayiv Gadol Vikatan. Katan. Katan maybe is very, very early. We assume that we understand our Mishnah. Katan means right when it sprouts, even before it grows a third. So stira between the Mishnah here and the Mishnah later on, Adaf Mem Aleph. Again, here it sounds like they're chayiv, very, very tiny. And there it sounds like, no, Onas HaMaestros growing a third is the key. So two answers. Number one, Chizki Amar, Bisada Shal Kishun Vishal Diluin, Himasisa. No, that Mishnah later on is talking about a field of Kishuin and Diluin, where there's only edible fruits, not edible leaves. And therefore, there's nothing early that's going to be edible. That's why it says Onas HaMaestros. Our Mishnah is talking about here, where you have some type of vegetables, where there are also edible leaves that grow right away. And that's why it says, even Chayiv Biktanon. Basically, the answer to the series, different types of vegetables. as vegetables that are edible right when they're very, very small. That's our Mishnah, or only later on. Amar b'zeira, afilu tamar b'sada yarek atzmo. No, even if it's talking about the same type of vegetable, od hu yesh lo gvul. Our Mishnah, when it says kata, doesn't mean tiny, tiny before anything grew. Doesn't mean tiny. It means when it's grown a little amount. Mishayavi shalosh psilos, when it's grown three long thin leaves, there is a minimum shear in our Mishnah. And therefore, maybe you could put it together with the Mishnah later on that says onus amaisrus is the key. Good. So kibush yachid, David HaMelech conquering, there was some problem with that kibush. There are three opinions quoted in Rashi. You got to figure out how to put these Rashis together, right? Rashi in Gittin on Daf Ches says he did it for his own. No, he conquered it for his own tzorach. That's the language that Rashi uses in Gittin on Daf Ches. Gittin on Daf Ches, it's kibush yachid. The David shalo hayu kol Yisrael biyachad kederach shoyi bekibush Yoshua. Okay, that Rashi says two things here. Elsewhere, he says only this: that David did it without all of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. He didn't gather all the people and then go conquer. That was the problem. Shaloha you call Yisrael biyachad kederach shayu bekibush Yoshua. Shayu kulam be Yoshua ben Nun. They all went and conquered. V'kifshu al etzara, and but then he adds v'kifshu al etzara call Yisrael kodem chaluka avol davar lo kavash elo letzarcho. That's number one. He did it for his own. And other places, Rashi just says he did it without all of Bnei Yisrael. And the third place, Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, and this is not Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Aleph, quotes Rashi, and that is he did it without asking the Urim Tumim. He did it without asking the Urim Tumim. So, as the Gemara says, we need brachas. You got to go ask the Urim Tumim about battles. Should I go out to battle or not? Right? You don't have to ask the Urim Tumim every halachic shaila. Maybe you're not even allowed to ask, you know, is this kosher or not? Right, that's lo b'shamayim hi. But in terms of national battles, you have to ask. So Rashi says they didn't go out and ask, and therefore that's why it was a problem. The Tosfos quotes the Sifri. The Sifri has a different shot. The Sifri says, you know why kibush yachid was a problem of called kibush yachid and limited? Because it was not done. It was done before the rest of Eretz Yisrael were conquered. First, you have to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and then you can expand it. You can't conquer something outside of Eretz Yisrael before the rest of Eretz Yisrael was conquered. And Rav Salvation gave the mashal, it's like an overflowing cup of wine. That's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It only overflows if it's full inside. If it's not full inside, it can't overflow. So the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael can't overflow into Surya unless first it's full inside. Right, and that's the Sifri. David lo kava, so where is it? The end of the parashah is Akev. Lefisha lo haisa adayin kol Eretz Yisrael kavusha. Kidamar hasam samach lepatra shalcha lo harashta. Close to your palace you didn't yarshin. You didn't drive out the nations. Pirish Yevusi. Vata holef akovish aram narayim. Varam sova. Right, and that's what that's how Tosfos understands based on the Sifri. The Achronim ask, we've mentioned this before, but we haven't mentioned the following. The Achronim ask, so what happens after they conquer the rest of Eretz Yisrael? So then Mimela, Surya, maybe should then get Kedushas Haaretz. Right now, it is an expansion. Now, it is an expansion. Once you conquer the rest of Eretz Yisrael, so then the appendage is connected to the whole thing, and therefore it should have full Kedusha. So two answers. Number one, the Chazon Ish writes, we never conquered the whole of Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Pesukim describe in Navi. We never did it. We never were successful. There were always those who stayed, and we weren't able. Right, the Stipler in a Shvius in Simin Yud Beis quotes this Chazon Ish. So it never. You're right. In a Chinami, maybe if you conquer all of Eretz Yisrael totally, Bishlei Musa, so then Memela Surya could be an appendage and become this Kaddish. But we never did it. We never did it. The Leinian didn't call Makom Acha Tidroch Beinat She Yisyashvu Yisrael Befoa B'chol Eretz Yisrael Derak Oz Roy Lasos Vizelo Nasam Yolam. It never happened. Or the other answer given by some Achronim, and that is, it's a din in the Hakdasha, meaning it's not that once the rest of Eretz Yisrael was conquered, so then Memela, you know, this gets kedusha. The kedusha can only come from the Maisa Kibush. If at the time of the kibush, of the conquering, so that's when it achieved and was imbued with kedusha, that's when it works. but not memela, not just afterwards. It's similar. It's a similar idea to what Reb Chaim says about there is a big shaila bizman hazeh about truma. Maybe the majority of Jews of the world population of Jews are going to be in the land of Israel, and therefore maybe certain halachas should start kicking in midaraisa. Shemitah and Shemitah and Meisr is because, so many say maybe not. Because number one, because you need Kol Yoshvei Olah, that means every Jew in their proper Shevet area. And that's not happening until Mashiach. Shevet we're from and what the borders are, number one. And number two, it might be a din, it's not just a memela. Whenever the majority of Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, that's when the halacha changes. It's a din in Hakdasha. At the moment that sanctity starts, the requirements have to be there. And therefore, at the first time they went in with Yeshua, and the second time they went in with Ezra, and then the next time we're going to go in with the next Navi, with Eliyahu Navi, that's when the Kedusha is determined. It's not just Memeli, you count up the Jews, and then you see where there is majority. So it could be that, you know, there won't be these halachas bidaraisa until Mashiach comes. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Poter, we continue. Rabbi Shimon Pater's Esrogim in our Mishnah. He said the small Esrogim are not chayiv. Says the Gemara, no, Rai Bar Shinya Amar Mishim Rabbi Shimon Tapuchim Gtanim Peturim Tapuchim Gdolim Chayavin. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah just spoke about Esrogim. Here, Rabbi Shimon says, small Tapuchim are Potter, big ones are Chayav. Tapuche Mele Mela, these other types of Tapuchim, Ben Gdolim Begtanim Chayavim. They're all Chayav. Right, these special types of Tapuchim. Vadam Astisamahi. So, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, which says that only that the big and the small ones are chayef. So the big and the small ones are chayef. So who is that like? So manda amar ketanim, if you say our Mishnah is like about small ones, then it's a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says, pater, the Tanakhama says, chayef. Manda amar tapuche mili mila, if our Mishnah is about these special types of tapuchim, so then devri akol, because then everybody says that the mela mela tapuchim are chayef ben gdolim ben ketanim. Period. We'll have to stop by Esrog. And we will continue talking about Esrogim.